Good afternoon and welcome to the Chad Hastie Show Afternoon Update. I am Chad Hastie, host of the Chad Hastie Show, which you can hear on News Talk 790 KFYO and online right here at KFYO.com. Obviously, a lot in the news. The government shutdown continuing. President Obama today giving a press conference, a little question and answer to some of the supposed journalists in the room, where the president called Republicans basically deadbeats, compared them to arsonists, said that he won't negotiate with a gun to his head. But then he did say he would negotiate, or he would sit down and talk with everyone involved. But not really. He won't really do that at all. It'll be very interesting to see what happens going forward as polling continues to roll out and polling continuing to show that Americans overall blaming everybody, Republicans, Democrats, and even President Barack Obama. We'll talk about this tomorrow on the show on Wednesday. Remember, you can tune in 8:30 to 11. You can follow me on Twitter at Chad Hastie Radio. That's at Chad Hastie Radio on Twitter. And you can email me, chad at kfyo.com. One of the fun things we talked about today are the people who are offended by the name Redskins. The Washington Redskins, obviously, they've been in the news. Controversy peaked in the last few days after President Obama decided he would get involved because, you know, there's nothing else going on the national level. On Saturday, the president said that he would consider getting rid of the name if he owned the team. Why? Because if just one person is offended, then you have to take a look at it. Well, of course, this morning on the show, I did point out that mainly it seems that 90% of the people who are offended by the Redskins name are white people. White people who probably have never met an Indian or a Native American, whatever PC term you want to use. They've never met them. Instead, they feel bad about themselves, these white people. They feel bad about themselves, you know. They feel bad about Thanksgiving. They probably don't celebrate Thanksgiving. And they probably drive like pansy-ass cars, like the Prius or something like that. These are the people you see who are offended by the nickname Redskins. Those are the only people. In fact, a new poll has come out, this from Washington, CBS Washington, that says 90% of Indians, well, they're not offended at all. 90% of respondents did not consider the term offensive, though some did question the credentials of the respondents, the cultural credentials of the respondents, those who use the term Redskins. But basically, the only circles that this is a big deal are the limp-wristed whiteies that get together and have nothing else better to do. And yes, it's mainly white people that get together and decide that this is their cause du jour of the year. This is it. This is what they're going to go for right now. Speaking of Washington, D.C., Tech Regent John Steinmetz, you may remember him, John Steinmetz, former GOP Republican chairman of Lubbock. Now he's the president of Vista Bank. Good guy. He may run against Congressman Randy Neugebauer. This according to Adam Young over at the Lubbock Avalanche Journal. Vista Bank president, Texas Tech Regent John Steinmetz, considering a run for Congress that could put him up against Randy Neugebauer, who has held the Lubbock-anchored seat for a decade. Steinmetz today said that he has been encouraged by men and women throughout the district to run for the seat in 2014. The 35-year-old former Lubbock County Republican Party chairman said he plans to make a decision within the next few weeks. He still has his job and, of course, family to think about and all that kind of stuff. I've already gotten questions from some people whether or not he can mount a campaign against Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Here's what I think. I think that just about anyone right now in the House is at least susceptible to a challenge from someone out there. Now, will John Steinmetz beat Randy Neugebauer? I don't know. Will he have a better campaign than Chris Wynn? Well, I hope so. I hope he would have a better campaign than Chris Wynn. If he's even thinking about running, he should have a better campaign than Chris Wynn, and he should probably distance himself from that campaign of Chris Wynn's. It was embarrassing, the campaign that Chris Wynn ran. And by the way, I like Chris Wynn. I think he's a great guy. But he ran an awful campaign against Randy Neugebauer. Now, could John Steinmetz get a little bit further? Could he actually beat him? Time will only tell. John's a good guy. I've known him for a while. He's a good guy, good business guy. He definitely has the heart. He definitely could fire people up. It's going to take a couple of different things in order to unseat Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Number one, you've got to show up in Abilene. You've got to show up well in Abilene and in Lubbock as well. And by the way, you also have to have a little bit of money. You have to have a lot of money in order to beat Randy Neugebauer. Will John Simons have that financial backing? We'll wait and see to see what happens. Now, one of the big things that Congressman Neugebauer has been criticized about has been his lack of farming experience or his lack of ag, his seemingly lack of caring about the farm bill and other agricultural issues. I'm not so sure that John Steinmetz, a banker, a good banker, really fits the opposition on that one. But again, we'll wait. We'll see. We'll find out. I do think he'll probably run a better campaign than Chris Wynn, but that remains to be seen. Tune in to the Chad Hastie Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11, here on News Talk 790 KFYO. Follow me on Twitter at Chad Hastie Radio. Hope you have a fantastic day. Larry Williams will join me on Wednesday. On Thursday, just a little bit of a preview here, on Thursday, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz will be my guest. We'll see you next time.